Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Nashville Predators taking on the defending Stanley Cup champions this weekend in Tampa Bay. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Predators TV analyst, Predators legend, Terry Crisp. Crispy, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, like everybody else, we're following our hockey team, the Preds, getting ready for a Super Bowl matchup and all the arguments for that one and whatnot, and sort of just enjoying life. Beautiful sunny day out. I guess with all the hectic stuff and shenanigans going on around the world, it's so far a good day.
It is a good day, Crispy, and it's even better now that you're on here with us. And obviously two big wins in a row for the Predators against Chicago. Lots of shots, lots of chances in those games. They're ultimately able to get both of them done in extra time. What stood out to you about the Predators in their two wins against the Blackhawks?
Well, the biggest thing that stood out is I think they're trying to give me a heart attack. No, I really think it's a concerted effort to give Crispy a heart attack and see how he handles it, because both games, I'm telling you, the guys worked their buns off to get to the net. They worked their buns off to get good, solid scoring chances. And like Duchesne said, I hate that phrase, but he said, we're snake bit. And snake bit to me means that you're getting the chances, but you don't have the finish, the hands to finish it. And that's what we need right now. And I was watching the last two games. And when you work that hard, and let's be honest, to give the other goaltenders credit, you have to, because if you're stopping the point-blank chances we're getting. But the thing that stands out to me is we have to, and you hear me use this word, finish. Finish. I don't want to hear anymore. We had goalposts, we had crossbars, we had good boys. We're coming. Finish means that puck, that little black thing you shoot around out there, goes over that little goal line out there, and it counts as a goal.
Why is it so streaky for some guys, Crispy? And obviously, you know, when I think of streaky, I do think of like a Forsberg, who right now is hot, and you know, sometimes he'll go through ups and downs. But like a guy like Duchesne right now, who is creating these chances, and he does, it does look like he's just having some bad luck. But I know I hear hockey guys talk about gripping that stick a little bit too tightly, and you know, like how much does that play into bad luck, and how hard is it to sort of release yourself from that and just let it come to you?
Well, you know what, I have to speak to that as have been a coach and coaching guys like that, because as a player, see, I never had that hard luck with that because I never got around the net to score. So from one side of the coin, as a player, I don't know. But as a coach, you know what, you got to just stay positive. And I heard Duchesne talking, and there's no other way. You got to keep telling yourself and yourself that, hey, I'm doing something right. I'm getting these chances, and I know it's sort of counter to what I said, but you stay positive, and you look back. If you weren't getting any chances, and you and the coach would have a conversation together, and you'd have a little head-to-head. But when you're getting the chances, you're doing a lot of stuff right. So, like Coach Holmes preaches, and now I hear the players doing the same thing, stick the course. Stay to what you're doing. They will start to go, and they will start to win the net for you. Just stay with it.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Crispy, obviously we knew coming into this season it was going to be a different year for Pekka Rinne and not the same role that he's been used to. He's had two starts so far, got the win the other night against Chicago. What have you seen out of Pekka so far this year, both on the ice and the way that he's handled this situation alongside UC Saros?
You know what? Being honest, I haven't seen anything new from Pekka Rinne. He has been the best class gentleman I've run across in a long time in this game, and with our organization, he is what I would call the personified, the team player. And he's been through what we're doing now. He's played games, been to the big ones, and he's doing exactly what he knows he has to do. Saros is now the heir apparent to the throne. He's not going to give his throne away for free, but you never hear him bitch. You know, you'll never hear him complain. You'll never hear a bad comment in the news from Pekka Rinne. And as far as his game goes, his game is solid. He's a solid goalkeeper still. We're lucky. We're very fortunate. Shortened season, two top-notch goaltenders to put in the net, and you put Saros in, this team feels like they can win. You put Pekka Rinne in, and this team feels like it can win. That's a pretty good feeling.
And Crispy, it certainly looks like, you know, in the defensive zone, you know, these guys are getting more help, too, than they did at times last year. There's some responsibility and the structure's in place. Guys are playing well in the defensive zone. But obviously the penalty kill and, you know, the numbers are going to be skewed, especially from the one night in Dallas. But
yeah.
From your view as a coach, what do you see from the penalty kill? Are you concerned? Do you think that they've even figured some things out since Dallas?
You know what? My career was, as I mentioned earlier, was never a big goal scorer. I was defensive, and my role was a penalty killer. That's when I got my ice time. In fact, I used to tell the referee a lot of times that our guys on the ice deserve more penalties because I needed some ice time. Hey, ref, Clarkie just tripped that guy, you know. Clarkie just tripped him. You should have called that. And on the penalty kill, I always firmly believe that when you go out there, the four guys that go out there, and we used to, on our way to the face-off or whenever we went, we'd be huddled, and we would be convinced that they're not getting out of their own zone. They're not getting through the neutral zone, and they're sure as heck not getting set up in our zone. So we always figured that attack. Everybody thinks penalty killing is defense. No, I watched the Columbus Blue Jackets, and I watched the Carolina Hurricanes, and not so much Chicago. But if you watch their penalty kill, they're coming at you full force. When the puck moves, they don't just come out stop 3 to 4 feet in front of the puck carrier at the point or in the corner along the sideboards. They finish it. They're right in. They're making you move that puck. They're making you pass it, shoot it. I just think the penalty killers, you've got to be aggressive. And in today's game, all your penalty killers have to be good skaters, because they've got to be off the mark in a hurry, back to the mark in a hurry, but pushing. You push. I can't see why you give anybody any free walk under their zone in our game. Why do you let them walk out under their blue line safe, or through the neutral zone safe, or over your blue line safe? Push them. Attack them. Make them do something they don't want to do.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Crispy, taking on the Lightning this weekend. Obviously, the defending Stanley Cup champions, they've got options galore to score goals, a great defensive team as well. What kind of a test is this for the Predators early in the season, and what kind of motivation is it when you're going up against the defending Cup champions this early in the season?
You always love it. When you're playing, when we were first in our formative years, when we played Detroit, and they were the big brothers in the block, it brought the best out of us because we knew that we had to beat them to go anywhere. We had to be able to beat Detroit to get out and move on. And right now when you're playing the Stanley Cup champions, it's a test. You love it. They're the best. They're holding Lord Stanley. And if you can beat them, you're doing something because their odds on favorites probably to be in there again this year. So when you look at the next six games, four of them for us against Tampa Bay Lightning, defending Stanley Cup, if you can't get up for them, and if you can't get ready to play against the best in the business, then there is something wrong.
So, Crispy, one guy who obviously registered on the score sheet, Yakov Trenin this week, a guy who, you know, young player, still, you know, some growing to do, but seems to me like the type of guy who, you know, can really bring some of that physicality and some of that, you know, grit that obviously the Preds are trying to have more of. What do you think about him and what his, you know, his future path looks like?
You know what? You said Trenin. I'm going to throw Olivier's name in along the same thing I'm talking about. Richardson, all I say is amen. Thank goodness we have them on our team. We've been talking about grit. We've been talking about toughness. We've been talking about being more aggressive on the ice for the last few years. And right now, when I see Trenin come over the boards and Olivier come over the boards and the veteran Richardson in between them, I'm happy. You know why? The play is in the other team's end. And the other team's got their heads up. They're not freewheeling out there. They're not grinning and laughing and having fun. Trenin's a train coming at you. Olivier is the other part of the train coming. And they both can skate and hit. And Richardson is sort of the guide out there. He's a vet that knows when to back them up, when to move, when to cover up for them. It's what we're looking for. And I think the more they play, the better they're going to get. And if you recall the last couple of games, when they're on the ice, the play is largely and mostly in the other team's end.
Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Crispy, great stuff as always, my man. We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Oh, always great, guys. Like I was just saying earlier to Ryan there, I miss you guys down in the lounge. We can't get together and have it. And I really miss insulting you guys.
We miss it too, Crispy.
Face to face.
Yes. Save them up for us.
Yeah, you can really get us going next time we're there.
I got them saved up. Don't you worry. Hey, stay safe, fellas, and all of our fans out there, stay safe. And we'll see you all hopefully someday together back at the rink.
Sounds like a plan, Crispy. Terry Criss, Preds TV analyst, here with us on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Crispy had to say there and look ahead to the matchup this weekend for the Predators against Tampa Bay. Is this a measuring stick weekend? What are we going to learn about this Predators team? All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.